Hello, this is Luke Cassidy from the Online Desk, and today I'm speaking to Michael O'Regan. Last night there was a Sinn Féin motion calling on the government to live up to its election commitments and retain emergency services at a number of hospitals, including Roscommon. What happened?
Well, what happened, Luke, was that the government obviously had a comfortable majority in defeating that Sinn Féin motion, the one by 96 votes to 47, but the focus was on Denis Nocton, in particular Fine Gael TD for Roscommon South Leitrim, who had made promises about retaining emergency facilities at the hospital during the election campaign. Now, he voted against the government, as expected. Frank Feehan, his constituency colleague, voted with the government, but it was never going to take from the government's majority. However, it is an embarrassment for the government that a backbencher so early on would vote against it.
So what does this actually mean for the government? Is it the first sign of weakness that one of their own has voted against them?
It's an embarrassment for the government, no doubt about that. It looks bad that somebody should jump ship, as it were. But I wouldn't overestimate its long-term significance. And as of today, anyway, I don't see a significant number of backbenchers lining up to emulate Mr. Nocton, as it were. The Roscommon Hospital issue has been a major, major point in politics and indeed the social life of the county for decades, literally. I mean, way back in the 1980s, the late Tom Fox was elected as a hospital candidate to the Dáil. So it is a particularly emotive issue in Roscommon. And it's not to underestimate the significance of hospital issues in other constituencies to isolate Roscommon as a particular case. But it is an embarrassment for the government. They have the numbers to survive. Mr. Nocton will lose the party whip, obviously. But I don't see it as setting a significant trend, certainly in the short term.
You said there that Denis Nocton would lose the party whip. Will he have to step down from the Committee on Public Health?
He will, yes. He's chairman of the Oireachtas Health Committee. Prestigious enough appointment for a TD who obviously didn't get a ministry or a junior ministry. But his position on that committee as chairman is untenable. He will either resign as chairman or he will be voted out by the government members of the committee. I suspect that he will resign as chairman, although he hasn't indicated so far what he is doing on that front. Losing the whip is difficult for him, I suppose, to the extent that he's out of the Fine Gael parliamentary party. He's still a member of the party, of course, and the tradition is that if you're a good boy, you get the whip restored to you in the fullness of time. But as of now, Mr. Nocton will probably be relieved that he's about to lose the party whip because it will take some of the pressure off him in Roscommon. Bear in mind, Luke, that Denis Nocton was under more pressure on the issue than Frank Feehan. Denis Nocton's base is Roscommon Town. Frank Feehan, his fellow Fine Gael TD, his base is Boyle, which is the northern end of the county, where, of course, the hospital issue is still hugely important, but probably doesn't have the same emotive impact as it would have, obviously, in Roscommon Town.
Well, will anything happen to Frank Feehan then? He's still within the party. He still has the whip, but I'm sure there's many constituents who will not be happy with the way he voted last night.
Yes, he will get a lot of grief in the constituency for voting with the government, no doubt about that. But I suppose the plus side for him, and it's hard to find a plus side sometimes for TDs in these situations, but I think Enda Kenny, party leader, would be looking favourably on him this morning as somebody who stood with the party at a difficult time, and perhaps down the road, if there was a ministerial vacancy in a reshuffle or what, he might decide to look kindly on Mr. Feehan.
Michael, thank you very much.
Okay, Luke.